It's Thierry Henry! He's scored! He's scored for Arsenal in the Bernabeu!
Aim deep, Robben! Brilliant! Just brilliant!
This is Goal Line, your number one football podcast.
Hello there, welcome to Goal Line. I am Ayodeji Olowe, AY Costa. In today's episode, we'll talk about the just concluded elective congress of the Nigerian Football Federation, NFF, where Amaju Melvin Pinnick was re-elected as the president. And of course, the crisis leading to the election is well documented. And finally, Nigerians are relieved that at least there is a sense of direction in the NFF right now. Now today, I have Ridwan Musa Gawu of Vision Sports on the show today, giving us his take on the election and matters concerning Nigerian football in general. Do stay with us.
This is Goal Line, your number one football podcast.
Welcome back. Of course, from the election, we know that Seyi Akinwumi returned as the first vice president of the NFF, while LMC chairman Chiewu Diko also returned as the second vice president of the federation, meaning that from the election overall, we can say that the NFF have, let's say, almost the same leadership structure over the last 4 years have been maintained going to the next 4 years. And for the advocates of continuity, that it's a good one. And now a real one, over to you. Let's get to it. Over the last 4 years, can you say that you've been impressed by the progress that Nigerian football have made under the leadership of Amaju Pinnick? Because one area they probably would have said they have impressed is on the commercial side of things, able to get sponsors for Nigerian football, as we saw at the last World Cup campaign in Russia. Can you say you've been impressed by the progress made under Amaju Pinnick so far?
All right, good morning, Ayodeji. Well, to me, Amaju Pinnick returned as the president over the last 4 years. The question, can you say you have been impressed by the progress made by his administration? Well, to me, I would say I am 50% not impressed by his administration, even though we have some little progress in these past 4 years. But I tend to look at the performances of the Nigerian Football Federation, talking about the Super Eagles and other teams in the Nigerian Football Federation. You tend to see that we find it difficult to actually qualify to a major competition. And also those competitions that we qualify, we fail to reach to the peak or to the at least at the end of those competition, looking at the likes of the 2018 FIFA World Cup, the AFCON 2019, the AFCON 2017, the qualification, and also the present AFCON 2019 game that is about to is going to be coming up with a lot of issues coming on, having losing the first game, and also now we find it difficult to move on. Well, to me, I think if he will actually sit back and look at the drawing board and see what was actually wrong and then try to settle those issues out, I think it will be okay for him, and then we'll move forward with the Nigerian football, especially in the Nigerian Super Eagles, as we're trying to fall up also in the FIFA world ranking. We're still finding it hard to go to the top spots in the FIFA ranking.
Okay, and in his victory speech, Amaju Pinnick said football had won the election, that there was no victor, there are no vanquished. Do you think we've seen the last of this leadership crisis in the NFF?
Well, the leadership crisis actually will continue, because I don't think that this is the end of the road. I know definitely somehow, someday, Chris Giwa will still want to bounce back. And let's not forget that even during the election out there in Katsina, which I actually witnessed and I was present there in the morning as the election was about to commence, a message came in from the Minister of Youth and Sports Development, talking about Mr. Solomon Dalung, who says that the election ongoing in Katsina was a waste of time, and that there is a court ruling saying that election shouldn't hold. Well, but the crisis are not yet ended, ballot, because some also are saying that there's a manipulation in that election. And for the likes of Aminu Megari, it's going to be another, probably you'll be seeing him in a court of arbitration for sport to actually fight back, maybe if there's anything he found wanting in that Katsina election. And also for Ifeanyi Ubah, well, there's going to be a crisis for that one, because he walked out of the election ground as he withdrew from his race of being the chairman of in Nigerian Football Club Association. Well, I hope that we don't see crisis lingering on and trying to stop Nigerian football moving height. I just pray that these 4 years actually brings more success than hardship for Nigerian football.
At least the elections now are over, the crisis are over, albeit momentarily. How good a news is that for development and progress of Nigerian football, because Nigerian football is in a very, very terrible place right now. We have not qualified for the AFCON since 2013. So is this a good news for Nigerian football?
Well, to football loving fans, they might say it's a good news. To some, they might say it is not. For football pundits like us, I get to say it's a good and a bad news, because in form of good news, what he has started, he just has to finish it and make sure that he has afford more. Even though the privatization of the Nigerian Football Federation has come in, well, I still think that he needs to iron out the performances of our clubs outside the country, most especially in the CAF Confederation Cup and in the CAF Championship.
Finally, everyone, the coefficients of our league, as we know, have dropped considerably, and as our slots are for both continental competitions have been reduced to just one in both competitions. That is one for the CAF Champions League and one for the CAF Confederations Cup. How far behind do you think we are in Africa, and how do we get back to being one of the best there is? Because I can remember the glory days of Nigerian football on the continent, where when Enyimba won the CAF Champions League back-to-back in 2003 and 2004, and we all had it good, even though our league was rated as one of the best in Africa. How far do you think we are behind the likes of Egypt, South Africa, and even Morocco?
Yeah, just like I've earlier said, our teams are actually finding it difficult to move up at the top of the peak of the African contenders, which is making us actually not in good form and not in a good standard, talking about in the FIFA world ranking, and keeping us seventh in the world in Africa, and also at least 47 in Africa, in the world, which is actually really, really not a good result for Nigeria. We hope to see that we come back bouncing back and also pump more money into the clubs. I try to see how we could privatize other clubs that have been owned by government, so that the leagues will also be working out fine. And I also want to use this opportunity to beg these new board members to look into the dilapidated stadiums and structures of sports. Looking at Katsina United, so overwhelming their stadium, the way it looks. The government have tried their best to maintain that stadium, but look at our own national stadium in Abuja here. Look at the Lagos Stadium in Abuja. For those who have not been there, should please try to be there. Look at the stadium in Ibadan. Oh, it's something not to talk home about.
Thank you so much, Julian, for being on the show today. You're appreciated.
All right, thank you very much. Also, Ayo Deji, it's always a pleasure being with you here.
Before we go, Nigerian surviving car representative in the continental competitions. Finally, before we go, Nigerian surviving representative in continental competitions this season, that is the Enyimba Football Club of Aba, the People's Elephant, will be in action on Sunday, 23rd of September 2018, against Rayon Sports of Rwanda. Of course, the first leg of that encounter ended in a 0-0 draw, with both teams firing blacks. And of course, Enyimba will be hoping to close out the game, to close out the encounter in Nigeria. So you can catch that. The match will take place at 2 p.m. Nigerian time on Sunday. So you might want to catch that. Of course, we are hoping, all Nigerians are hoping that they I will probably win the CAF Confederations Cup this season in order to boost our coefficient in CAF Continental competitions. Of course, this is where we draw the contest on today's episode of Goal Line. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at AYCoaster to get the latest episodes of Goal Line. And you can also listen to previous episodes on Goal Line on Anchor.fm. Of course, on SoundCloud, just search for Goal Line. I have been AYCoaster. Bye for now.
This is Goal Line, your number one in football podcast.